It should be good. Okay, so I saw this last week, and I almost talked about it last week, but I decided to wait. You know, any time we have on our side of the political fight, that we have an effort so pure and so true, there always seems to be somebody that comes along and tries to steal that for their own personal good, their own personal ambition. And that's what we have right here. So we had last year, what we witnessed in Colorado with the recall was the most sort of pure political event that I've seen in a long time. It was inspiring to watch what happened. You had people like Rob Harris here in Colorado Springs, who was frustrated that Senator John Morris wouldn't listen, that he took away his rights, so he launched a recall effort. He was sitting on his couch, had never been involved in politics ever before, launched a recall effort against John Morris. He had people approach him wanting to take it over and wanting to come in and get the credit for it, but he didn't do that. He kept it grassroots. And person after person after person joined in that. You had Tim Knight, one of the great leaders of the recall effort here in Colorado, who started it. And it sprung out of the hearts and minds of average, ordinary citizens who decided enough is enough. I'm not going to let my government be a bunch of tyrants and take away my rights. I'm going to stand up and fight. And so they did. They ended up recalling for the first time in the history of Colorado, got enough signatures to recall two state senators from office. Senator John Morris in Colorado Springs and Senator Angela Jaron down in Pueblo. What a great, wonderful effort. We were a small part of that effort here on the show as well. And lo and behold, as soon as we do that, now that movement, I would say, doesn't belong to anyone. Even those organizers, a Rob Harris, a Tim Knight, they know that that victory was for all the patriots that went out and fought hard. It doesn't belong to any person, and it certainly doesn't belong to a politician. Well, along comes this press release last week. And the headline of it is Recall Organizers to Petition Tancredo and Hill on the Ballot. Governor and U.S. Senate candidates are two real fighters for the people. And then it goes on to say, today, volunteer leaders and workers for Colorado's 2013 state Senate recall effort announced their launch of a statewide petition signature gathering campaign. Their goal is to petition State Senator Owen Hill onto the 2014 Republican primary ballot for U.S. Senate and Tom Tancredo under the Republican primary ballot for governor of Colorado. To succeed, they must gather 1,500 registered Republican, blah, 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 blah. It goes on. Again, two politicians trying to use the good work of the recall organizers, some of which may support Owen Hill and Tom Tancredo. And by the way, I've always liked Tom Tancredo. Tom supported me when I ran for Congress. I think the world of Tom Tancredo. But this is, he's being manipulated here. These guys should be embarrassed. Both Tom Tancredo and Owen Hill should frankly be embarrassed that their campaign, and by the way, they both have the same person behind their campaign who's organizing these efforts, they should be embarrassed that they have put this issue out there, that somehow they have given the impression that the organizers of this patriotic, pure movement to recall Colorado state senators who voted for gun control, that somehow those that movement is now behind their candidacies. It's frustrating when you see politicians do this, and you know, I just vow that I'm going to call people out when they do this kind of nonsense. And I know I'll have people who support Tom Tancredo's campaign and Owen Hill's campaign who will call in, Jeff, why do you do this? Why do you attack a good Republican? I'm not attacking them. I'm just pointing it out. They're the ones that are going out and saying that this recall effort is somehow behind their campaign. It's not. They're leaving the impression that they're going to go out there and do this. And by the way, this was a grassroots effort. This was a grassroots effort of people going out and getting petition signatures gathered so that they could get this recall done. That's a grassroots effort. The most grassroots way to get on the ballot is to go through the assembly, not to petition onto the ballot. You petition onto a ballot when you can't get through the grassroots process in Colorado. That's the reality of it. When you don't feel you can go through a caucus or the assembly process in Colorado and you can't get 30% to get on the ballot, then you go petition. But don't say that it's grassroots. Don't say that it's the way that all of these gun rights people have worked. Now, we're expecting Tim Knight to call in. We were expecting Rob Harris to call in as well on this issue. And so hopefully they will in the next few minutes, and we can talk to them about this as well. Let's go to Ed.